Three city council candidates and a school board candidate promised to take climate change seriously and look for ways to promote local environmental policy in a forum Wednesday. City council candidates were asked in a climate forum at Gonzaga University Wednesday night whether they would work to make Spokane more resilient and if they would support climate intervention policies. Nagmana Shirazi, a candidate for the Northeast Spokane City Council District, called for the city to include communities of color in climate planning. She also called for the city to invest in light rail, saying it should be the next step after the Central City Line.
I would like to see that converted as part of our infrastructure plan to be a light rail by electric going around the city, so kind of like the perimeter of the city, so that once we're done with the infill and the density and we're ready for the sprawl.
Shirazi's opponent, Jonathan Bingle, declined an invitation to the debate. Spokane City Councilwoman Betsy Wilkerson, who is running to retain the South City Council District, called on the city to develop a long-term plan for climate disasters. Wilkerson also called for better land use policies and public transportation, saying the city needs to create an environment where people can live close to where they work. Wilkerson is running unopposed.
I will continue to advocate operationalizing our response to climate crisis, i.e. the warming shelters or cooling shelters.
Zach Sapone, a candidate for the Northwest City Council District, also called for better preparation for climate disasters.
And right now we don't have a plan. And so I think the first thing we need to do is study what will be the impact of climate change on our city, on our most impacted communities, and start creating interventions and ways that we can do that.
Sapone is running against Mike Lish, who did not respond to a forum invitation. Riley Smith, a Spokane Public School candidate, said he was also concerned about Spokane's resiliency to climate change. He said he knew of at least one school that was impacted by a power outage recently.
How are we prepared for that for our students? How can our days continue without interrupting our students' learning? Do we have backup generation systems because of windstorms? These are things that can happen any given day, unfortunately.
Smith is running against Kata Dean, who declined an invitation to the forum. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.